Smile. 90.4 FM.
They did a survey, and nearly one-fifth of people surveyed said that this is the most unromantic thing that a person can do. They've even ended a relationship over this trait.
Is it being mean to service staff or your waiter slash waitress?
Oh, I hate that. But no, it's not.
Being forgetful, like calling him or her by your ex's name.
I don't think that's forgetful. That's not what forgetful is. That's what hung up is.
Yeah, somebody else is top of mind.
Good morning, Smile Team. I would say they spend more time on their gadgets than really spending more quality time with their partners.
Is it bragging about your previous relationship?
It's never going to end well.
How do you think that's going to work out for you?
Are you allowed to mention anything about your ex at all?
No.
Morning, guys. I think it's buying your mother-in-law a plot at a graveyard. That's unromantic.
Whoa.
I mean, if your mother-in-law...
If she's still alive...
If she's fit and young and healthy, maybe not.
All right, the answer is that they're a bad driver. Nearly a fifth of people have said that's the most unromantic thing ever, that the person is a bad driver.
But that's such a subjective thing, though.
Well, I imagine if somebody has serious bouts of road rage, that would really annoy
you. Oh, I've dated somebody with serious road rage.
Is it?
Really?
Because then, like, they'd make a mistake and then use four-letter words on the other person. Then you're way too scared to go, they're actually right.
Actually, yeah.
This is not how turning circles work in the Western Cape.
So it's awkward, man. Yeah. By the time you get to your destination, you're so worked up because this person next to you has been, like, flipping flipping birds. And
putting your life in danger. And then you somehow required to stand up for them and support them.
Or maybe they go like 60 in the fast lane. That's as annoying.
Smile Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. Sestot Njecha. Njecha. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.